Josh Hawley, Biden's concierge service for illegal aliens comes at expense of Americans' jobs, wages. By John Binder on April 2, 2023. President Joe Biden's concierge service for illegal aliens comes at the expense of Americans' jobs and wages, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, said this week. In a letter to Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Hawley blasted the administration's migrant mobile app, known as CBP-1, that has released more than 30,000 foreign nationals into the United States since early January by allowing them to schedule appointments at the southern border. Specifically, the migrant mobile app allows foreign nationals who are pregnant, mentally ill, elderly, disabled, homeless, or crime victims living in Mexico to schedule appointments at the border for release into the U.S. interior. Hawley writes that the migrant mobile app is in effect like making a restaurant reservation and will have dire effects on Americans' jobs and wages. Under your leadership, the department is marketing a new phone app called CBP-1 that allows unauthorized migrants to reserve a time to cross the border, like making a restaurant reservation. How convenient. I gather the app is meant to expedite asylum claims, or so your department's promotional material says. But I noticed you said nothing about asylum when I asked you at the hearing. And the Texas Monthly has recently reported that, at no point does the app ask users, "Are you seeking asylum?" Worse, when migrants show up at the border to enter the country, they are given no interviews and asked no questions about vulnerabilities they listed in the app or about why they're seeking asylum in the U.S. They're simply released into the country on official parole. Emphasis added. I imagine there are plenty of Americans who would appreciate this level of service from their government. Your choice to spend untold sums of taxpayer money. You said you had no idea what it cost on concierge service for illegals is baffling. It is also revealing. It demonstrates your priorities, open borders. No matter the cost to Americans, no matter the jobs lost, the wages lost, the drugs flooding our schools. Emphasis added. Hawley calls the migrant mobile app a full-on institutionalization of an open border and the abuse of U.S. asylum laws, pressing Mayorkas to disclose how many foreign nationals have used the app since its inception, how many are expected to use the app after border controls end in May, and if the app will be updated to ask applicants if they have legitimate asylum claims. The tech companies involved in the migrant mobile app's creation, Hawley writes, should also be disclosed to the public and Congress along with the taxpayer costs associated with the app. Biden's expansive catch and release network at the border is pumping hundreds of thousands of foreign workers, often illegal, into working and middle-class American jobs. At the same time, fewer Americans are working. As Breitbart News reported, at the end of 2022, there were nearly 2 million fewer native-born Americans working compared to the same time in 2019. While 2 million foreign-born workers have been added to the workforce compared to the same time period. In particular, the decline in the labor participation rate among working-class native-born Americans has dropped to 70.3% at the end of last year compared to 71.4% in 2019, 74.8% in 2006, and 76.4% in 2000. Working-class native-born American men, those without a bachelor's degree between 25 to 54 years old, had only an 83.7% labor participation rate at the end of 2022, declining consistently since the year 2000. The Biden administration has largely ignored efforts to get native-born Americans back into the workforce, instead adding millions of foreign workers to the labor market, which adds downward pressure, particularly for working-class Americans in terms of finding jobs and securing higher wages. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.